I'm 50, right? And let me tell you what that means. That means that I should have been had my last fight. Should have been had my last fight, right? Because I'm 50. Don't know if 50-year-olds supposed to be out here fighting. I get into it with a 29-year-old male. 29-year-old male says that I started it. Let me tell you what I don't do. Start fights. I'm 5'7", 160 pounds. I don't go around starting fights. 29-year-old male, we get into it. And I'm going to tell y'all the story so y'all have ample opportunity to see and figure out who started this fight. Now, I'm going to be honest with y'all. I said something first. But what I said did not... It's not supposed to result in no altercation. Not what I said. We're going to start the story from the truth. This is what I said. Hey! Take that trash out on your way outside. Oh, this is my son. This ain't no regular 29-year-old man. This is my son. So when I said that, right, 29-year-old male look at me like I'm short. I said, hey, is something wrong with your neck? 29-year-old male say, now, Dad, you know you don't want these problems, and why you always up on me? I say, up on you? I say, son, you must don't know distance, because I'm over here, and you're over there. I say, son, this would be up on you. Take that trash out before something happens to you. 29-year-old male takes two steps back away from me, which is very aggressive if you're a parent. What you need to get space for. And he says it again out of his mouth. Now, Daddy, you know you don't want these problems. Now, I'm going to say this to the black men that's in here. I know y'all wondering why I just didn't dive on him right then. I know y'all wondering, y'all, in y'all mind, y'all calculate, why he just didn't dive on this man? Okay, so let me tell y'all why. I'm going to say that why. Because I live in Houston, in a gated community, with a lighter hue. If you don't know what the lighter hue is, they in here. The lighter hue says... Because when you live around them, y'all gonna talk and your kids gonna go to school together and, you know, I'm on the running team. Yeah, you know, Sandy and Jennifer come get me every week. Where you at? I say, I'm coming. I'm putting on my hokas, I'm coming. Okay. I'm coming. They knocking all on my door. I'm coming. I got my hokas on, you know. Never would have thought I would have been a part of a little running, walking team. Never would have thought. Some of y'all wear them hokas. Okay. Now, the lighter hue says, because y'all going to have conversations about parenting, the lighter hue say that you should allow your children to speak freely and you should be jovial with your kids. Now, this is my first time trying it. I'm letting him speak freely. And I had also just read this article about temporary amnesia. You should read it. It's a little article about temporary amnesia. You can forget 4 or 5 years of your life out of nowhere. And I immediately diagnosed my son with temporary amnesia. And then I'm saying stuff to try to bring him back. I'm saying stuff to try to jog his memory. I'm saying, hey, son, it's your daddy. Don't get fucked up. You know, I'm just trying to say shit to jog his memory on who I am. You know, I'm just trying to, you know. A 29-year-old male doubles down on his bullshit. 29-year-old male say to me out of his mouth, in my eyeball to eyeball, 29-year-old male say, now, Daddy, You know I got these hands. I told you, black men, it's gonna be a little tough. The brother up front and took his hat off. Man, let me talk to the nigga then, Lee. Shit. It take a village, dog. It take a village. You don't want to do something, let me do it. Just want to explain to a 9-year-old male, say he got hands. And you know, the lighter hue say, it's a twofold thing. You're supposed to let them speak freely and then be jovial. Now, this is the jovial part. This is me being jovial. I say, because I'm being jovial. I say, son, I know that you have hands because you're human. If you was a bear, you would have claws. Like, you know, I'm just trying to, you know, be jovial. Now, let me explain why my son is saying that he got hands. Because my son is a boxer. Amateur. He didn't have 10 fights. He's had 10 fights. I've seen all 10 of Trey Little Ragged Ass fights. I don't even know how he undefeated, because 4 of them fights he was getting his ass whooped when I was looking. That last fight he was getting his ass whooped so bad, I was in there like this. Don't nobody want me to throw this? You want to throw it or you want me to throw it? Because he is getting massacred in here. Boy, this Mexican was beating my son ass, right? So, I'm supportive. I'm a supportive father. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go in the ring. Because, you know, when they announce the winner, you got to go in the ring. I got the jacket on. It's like terrible, Trey. I got to go in there anyway. But I got an honest face. When something is wrong with me, it's on my face. If I'm mad, it's on my face. If I'm happy, you know, that's why I don't play poker. That's why I don't play poker, because I'm telling you, I don't have a poker face. I would lose every time. Because this is how I would play poker. You would see it on my face. I'm like, ooh, nigga, all in. I ain't got that. My face is too happy, right? So I go in the ring with the rest of the team, and I'm keeping my face neutral. I got a neutral face because I'm ready for the loss. I am ready for him to lose. And the referee say, and the winner is Terrible Trey. He got his ass whooped. I don't know how he won. Now, this is my problem with the whole boxing situation, right? After the fight is over, why are they still filming? The fight is over. Ain't nothing more to film. It's over. So, I didn't say what I didn't say, right? Trey is at the house watching the fight on the big screen. He watching his ass whooped on the big screen, right? I'm in my room, minding my own business. The man gonna come in my room. Hey, let me talk to you. I say, wait a minute, this nigga don't summons me no damn way. I grab my knife. Came in the little room, I'm like, what's up? What's up? I noticed that he got me on the screen on pause. First of all, why you got me on pause on this damn screen? He gonna say traitor. I said traitor? Who you calling a traitor? Somebody, you. Let the record show. He gonna push play. Let me. Okay, I'm gonna show y'all what it show. It show me going to talk to the other team. Y'all should protest. Y'all won. Y'all should. He was getting his ass whooped. So, I'm being very gracious to my son. I come over to my son. I say, hey, let me tell you something, Trey. You got 3 choices here. And I'm being very, very gracious. I say, son, either you take that trash out and save your life, or we can have an altercation in this house. And you know I ain't gonna play fair, son. I'ma throw bleachy eyes and bite you in the face, some real penitentiary shit. Yeah, savage penitentiary shit. And I'm trying to let him know where I'm at. Or I say, son, I can do this. I can do you a favor, son. I can come down to that gym and beat your ass in that ring. Choose it, son. Now, my son grabbed his gym bag and said, I will see you at the gym. I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be honest. Be very honest. I didn't think it was going to go like that. He's already going outside. Just take the trash. Oh, no. Oh, no.